This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's
Thursday.
Thursday. Yep. It is. This part of the program is brought to you by GilletteOnDemand.com. Alice wants you to go see Coldplay in Paris. Round trip airfare, three-night hotel stay courtesy of Live Nation, a pair of tickets to see Coldplay in concert in Paris on July 16th. This might be one of the coolest flyaways we've ever done. That's a pretty amazing prize. So right now we'll take call number 97 and get you in the running to win that grand prize trip to Paris to see Coldplay. You will instantly win a pair of tickets to see Coldplay October 4th at Levi's Stadium. When you call right now, caller number 97, 800-400-3697. Lots of chances to get in the running for this 7, 11, 3, 4, and 6 p.m. Call now, 800-400-3697. 40 million Americans wake up to a Gillette shave. Gillette's working to bring you America's number one shave for less. Go to GilletteOnDemand.com and get every fourth order free. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, and Dublin.
Hello, Dublin.
Hello, Dublin. I was going to start with the Game of Thrones thing, but Hooman is getting our culinary, he's getting our qualifier right now.
Don't come away to me. Give me 5 minutes. I'm going to be counting to 97.
Takes a little while. Takes a while. So I'll squeeze in. I'll just go as long as I have to. But Game of Thrones coming up. George Clooney. He's a tequila guy.
Well, yeah. Okay.
He is so into tequila that he and Randy Gerber, who is Cindy Crawford's husband, a few years ago, they said, we love tequila. We should make our own tequila. We should just make our, and they actually did a bunch of work and figured it out and made the tequila that they like the best.
Are you saying that he loves tequila, so that's why he got a business, or did he just go, there's a spot in the market for us to have a tequila?
He loves tequila.
He loves it.
And so I guess, you know, he's some kind of aficionado.
Okay.
Or maybe Randy Gerber.
There are people. I know a dude who only drank tequila.
Yeah. And they do. They're like a little bit touched on the subject. Like the people who are really into tequila, like you get them started and you're talking about tequila the whole night. Oh, you know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about. People...
You like know, enough
with any,
about
with any
tequila,
subject
right?
they love
That's true.
Or want to talk about or have knowledge of. What I was going to say is I think Randy Gerber, I have to look it up, but I think his family comes from alcohol brands of some sort as well as the nightclubs.
Well, if you have a hit with alcohol, you know, people continue to buy it.
Right.
And it can be very lucrative.
Right.
So
look
these
at,
guys.
Your boy.
Oh, Sammy Hagar.
Sammy.
I see my boy.
Right.
Sammy will be thrilled to hear that, you know.
You're his boy.
Yeah, he's my boy. George started the company on a whim about 4 years ago. He loves tequila, and they spent a lot of time drinking it in Mexico, and they decided to create their own, and it was just for them.
All right.
They were hands-on about it. They sampled about 700 kinds of tequila over 2 years, met with multiple distillers until they settled on the perfect recipe for their tastes.
Tequila.
So eventually, they started ordering so much of it that the tequila company that was making it for them, they were getting up to like about 1,000 bottles a year, which he must have been giving it as gifts and just had
Does
like a limited
say
run.
What his particular taste is? I always like my tequila to just bring up a little bit of vomit right there at the bottom of your throat. You know that feeling where you're all... Ugh.
I know that. That's a common feeling with most tequila as far as I'm concerned, unless
right.
it's mixed into a margarita.
Is that his thing? Does it say there?
It does not say if he wants a little bit of vomit.
Right.
I'm going to say yes, though.
Right.
Just, you know, it makes the story more interesting. So it was just for them, but they started ordering so much of it that the distiller said, you're going to need to license this because this is, you know, yes, it's your recipe, but, you know, at 1,000 bottles a year, And at that point, they said, you know what? We love this. And if we're going to license it, we might as well sell it. Mm. And so that's when they started selling it. A few months ago, Randy Gerber was saying they didn't even need the money. They just wanted everyone to be able to drink it, not be exclusive. So it's about...
So it's free?
No, no.
Oh.
It's about, they say, $45 to $55, depending on where you buy it, I guess. Casamigos is the name of it. Has anybody tried it? I don't even know how widely available it is.
I have.
Oh, and what do you think?
I'm not a huge tequila guy is the problem. So the only one that I sort of like is the one from Entourage, the Avion. But I don't love tequila. I'll bring it in for you guys.
It's okay.
Why not?
Well, I don't want Vinny to have to watch us all drink tequila.
Oh, please, do not worry about me.
Mm.
I don't worry about him.
I just feel like it's a little bit rude to drink in front of the guy that can't. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
It's not.
So
they pay me to be here. I'm perfectly happy,
right, to watch us all get
and
lit
and let you do your thing. Mm. If it were me and you said, "Hey, we're all having a lunch and we're going to get ripped," I'd say, "You guys do your thing."
Yeah,
I'm going to be somewhere else.
Right,
but I'm good here, so feel free. Honestly.
I don't want to drink at work. Why don't you bring it to Sonoma next week and we'll all...
925 says they knew of a small family in Mexico with a struggling tequila company that they loved and saved the company by buying them.
Oh, is that so? Yeah, no mention of that in this story. So now it's been a few years and they just sold Casamigos for $1 billion. So the guys, isn't it weird how the people who don't need money always wind up with
make
all the
money?
It's incredible. A British company called Diageo bought the brand for $700 million, and they'll pay about $300 million more depending on how it sells over the next 10 years. Plus, George and Randy are staying on board, so they'll continue to draw paychecks.
Awesome.
Great news all the way around. Twins are expensive. He's going to need the money. We heard the names of their twins, right? But we didn't, or did we?
We did, sort of average type names.
Right,
nothing
they weren't
crazy.
Outstanding.
How about Beyonce? Did you hear
their
names?
No, I haven't, have you?
I sort of did. I'll have to find it, but it's a source that I believe, a quarter of the time.
Right.
Media takeout.
Oh.
I don't know how.
Sometimes they do get it, though.
Sometimes, but I didn't want to throw it out there.
Diageo could be the wealthiest alcohol company in the world. They own Smirnoff, Johnny Walker, Captain Morgan, Bailey's, Guinness, Crown Royal, Windsor, Brandenburg, Black and White, Blue Label, Ciroc,
can't all be hits.
Kettle One, Don
Kettle
Julio,
One. Oh, geez.
Bullet Bourbon.
Boy, and now Casamigos. Tequila.
Yeah. Right. An intern that worked for Diageo locally.
By the way, I didn't mention 30 other brands.
Yeah.
Right. That's a lot of liquor.
Ella and Alexander.
Okay, so where is that source from?
You talking to me?
No. Yeah. Ella and Alexander are Clooney's kids.
Oh, Clooney's kids name. Yes. Okay, I'm looking at Beyonce's.
I like the name Ella.
I know.
It's a nice one. yeah, congratulations to George Clooney and Randy Gerber on your page.
Well, you know what's... So it seems like, what the hell? But he's his own brand already. Mm-hmm. So anything he attaches his name to is going to have automatic celebrity endorsement.
Right. He could sell socks. I mean, he could sell...
So he made a choice and it went well for him.
Sure. $1 billion well.
Yeah.
It's pretty
good
money.
Everybody has a brand like George Clooney, though.
Oh, no. That guy, right. I mean, he can mint money just off of his name for the rest of it. He never has to work again. He can just, use this image and sell your products and send me the check.
So, Beyonce, a couple sources say the boy's name is Sean, Shawn, and the girl's name is Bea.
Oh.
I don't know if I believe that or not. But a couple sources are reporting Beyonce's baby's names.
B and Sean.
Mm-hmm.
And their other kid is Blue Ivy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe it.
Yeah. I know.
They have to come up with, they can't just name them regular names.
Maybe they're still thinking about it.
Yeah.
I just don't like it because Sean is P. Diddy's name.
Yep.
And
yeah.
B is what
everyone
Beyonce
calls her,
goes
right.
by.
Well, Sean is Jay-Z's real name. S-H-A-W-N.
It is?
It is?
Mm-hmm. Sean Puffy, S-E-A-N.
Oh, that is true. It's spelled different.
Yeah. I didn't know Jay-Z. Jay-Z's real name is Sean?
Sean Corey Carter.
Oh, Sean Carter. Okay. I guess I knew his last name was Carter. Mr.
Well, where's the J come from?
What's his middle name again?
His middle name is Corey.
Corey?
I don't know where the
where does the Z come from, for that matter? He just wants to be Jay-Z. And by the way, I hyphenate it now. Make sure. Hooman, you still need some time? Yeah.
He's almost done.
All right. There was talk that the hung jury in the Bill Cosby sexual assault case was split down the middle, but they were closer to a conviction than that. There's an anonymous juror who talked to ABC News and said 10 of the 12 jurors thought he was guilty. And that was for the first count of felony aggravated indecent assault. Two other counts against him were also deadlocked. On the second count, that accuser Andrea Constand was unconscious during the incident, the vote was actually 11-1 to acquit. And on the third count, that the alleged assault occurred after Cosby gave her drugs without her knowledge, the jury was deadlocked 10-2 to convict. The juror said that on counts 1 and 3, the two holdouts were, quote, not moving no matter what. They also said if they'd been forced to deliberate any longer, that there would have been a fight. One male juror apparently punched the concrete wall of the jury room and broke his pinky knuckle.
That's always smart.
Yeah. Well, they were getting pissed. No other jurors are talking right now. The juror said that when they first went into the jury deliberation room, they took a straw vote, which I guess is a non-binding, how does everyone feel coming out of the gate vote.
Mm-hmm.
They overwhelmingly voted to find Cosby not guilty. And it's unclear what discussions happened after that that changed so many of their minds. But there were two holdouts, and they were adamant that they were simply not going to be changing their minds. So a mistrial was declared.
He's worth $400 million, by the way.
George Clooney is?
No, Bill Cosby.
Oh.
Bill Cosby's worth $400 million bucks.
We looked it up the other day because Yuzette and I were discussing why the lawyers are fighting so hard, and it's just he's got to be paying them so much money.
So I'm just predicting that a lot of his money goes to this
lawyers.
Legal counsel.
Mm. Well, even if he gives away 3/4 of it, he's still a $100 millionaire.
Right.
$400 million.
With a tarnished name now.
Yeah, but, I mean, now he's, isn't he pushing 80? I mean,
yeah, but when you're his age, I think the thing you think about most is your legacy,
yeah.
Right? If
mm-hmm.
you've built a career like that,
yeah.
He's bummed.
Well, I'm
and
sure
he deserves
he's
it based on what I've read. I wasn't in any of those rooms. I don't know for sure. I didn't see it. I haven't talked to any of the women. But from what I've read, he's a dude who drugs women and then does
whatever
stuff
he
them.
Wants to them.
And I don't know why you'd want that. He probably could have. He's Bill Cosby.
I know. Like, well, that's his gross thing.
Yeah, I mean, he wants to be with someone who doesn't react.
Oh, get a mannequin, dude. It's gross.
Doesn't want them to know what he's really into.
Yeah, well, no matter how much of his money he spends, he'll have enough left over that he can live out his last days.
In a cave?
Well, just on an island. I mean, the guy's got, he's made of money.
Right.
I have the reason why he named himself Jay-Z.
Hmm. Okay.
When he was young, they called him Jazzy, and then he wanted to salute his mentor named Jazzo, and called himself Jay-Z. And I guess Z is the line in Brooklyn for his commute.
Oh, the Z line.
The Z line.
That's a good story.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay. At least there's some rhyme or reason behind it. You just pick it out of a hat. Here's 15 possibilities. Put them in the hat.
I'm ready, by the way.
Okay, here we go. A new Game of Thrones teaser trailer teases war and a bloody winter. Please, Hooman, break it down for us.
All right, so if you guys get a chance to watch the trailer, Bryn, did you put it up? Because if you didn't, I'll put it up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page for sure.
I haven't yet, no.
Put it up while he's doing his four-point
right,
presentation.
I'll do it right now.
Thank you.
So what you're going to see from this trailer are a couple things. One's obvious, and it was spoiled last year, but Jon Snow is pleading with Daenerys that they must unite and kill the enemy. Vinny, you'll be very...
He's trying to talk her into forget King's Landing.
Yeah.
The problem is up north of the wall.
Yes.
Okay.
Secondly, winter is here. It has arrived.
Does it arrive even in King's Landing where it seems so warm all the time?
Well, the bloggers are writing that the king, the Ice King, whatever his name is, mm-hmm. what's his name?
Night King.
The Night King has got superpowers based on this trailer. And that's a result of winter is here. But when you see Night's Landing, it's still super sunny.
King's Landing.
Is it King's Landing, okay. Yes. If I was to say the word C-L-E-G-A-N-E, bowl, do you know what that is?
Spell it again.
C-L-E-G-A-N-E.
Clegane Bowl?
Yeah.
That's the Cleganes. That's the hound and the mountain.
Correct. And they are fighting this season. You will see the hound and the mountain.
They had to at some point.
It's happening.
His brother held his face to a grill, maimed him for life.
Mean.
Always bigger, always meaner. Plus, he's a zombie now.
All right.
Let's have this out. It's time.
Should have been on the list of not to put on the grill.
Yes. Yes, it should have.
It's up at RadioWallace.com and also up on Facebook on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Thank you. Everyone can check out the trailer. Anything else there?
Yeah,
okay.
Two other things. All right. Sansa alludes. Now, this is a stretch, but Sansa alludes to one of the Lannisters not making it through the entire season.
Well, let's hope it's Cersei. I mean...
No, Cersei's the grand finale. She's got to make it.
Oh, so Jaime's going to get it?
Either Jaime or Peter Dinklage.
I actually thought that... Oh, Jesus, no I forgot way. About Tyrion. Tyrion has to make it.
Yeah, I could do without Jaime.
That's Sarah's boyfriend. Be careful.
I know, he's not a big character in my world.
Oh, my God.
Sarah wants to hit that.
I totally want to hit that. Golden hand and
he
all.
He bangs his sister.
Yeah, you sicko.
That's not real life. you know... the thing I really want to see...
Here we go.
...is some kind of face-off between Cersei and Khaleesi.
You're not going to see that this season.
But that's what I'm waiting for. Like, these two women who've had everything taken away from them and who've just prevailed despite all of it. Mm. Both so strong and just like the light and the evil and the... I just want to see the two of them have a conversation. That's all I want. Just a conversation.
Do you think their conversation will be with her three dragons in the room?
So. Let's hope it's right before the dragons eat Cersei.
Is that how you imagine her being killed?
No, here's my theory is that her brother will, Jaime Lannister, the one she's been banging all these years,
yeah.
He will see her for what she is, mm-hmm. and as the Kingslayer,
He will never see it.
He will, because he's
never.
In love with that other girl now.
I feel like he is already seen
yeah.
it.
He's, no,
but
he's blind.
Too deep
what other
girl?
Other girl?
The one who he saved from the bear pit, Lady Brienne.
He wants
Brienne of Tarth.
The giant girl. No,
there's something going on there.
He's
yeah,
in love
the giant
with the
girl.
Tall girl.
No, that's
Brienne
a stretch.
No,
you're making stuff up.
She changed
now.
Him. She changed him.
He's not changed.
They're gonna wind up together.
That woman literally let all three of her kids die, and he is still standing by her side. And those are his kids too.
No,
by
when
the way.
He came back the last time we saw him, she was being seated on the throne, and he was just coming back. And he looked at her and was like, oh, my God, what has she done? I think, in the end.
You think that's stopping him from hitting that?
Her.
Hell no.
Oh, no, he's still living.
Oh,
come
of course.
On, you know.
And
the man's
then,
got needs.
Right. And then lastly, not a huge thing, but definitely something to keep an eye on. Bran Stark makes it all the way across the wall.
Mm.
That means something. I'm not sure what, but it means something.
Well, he's the new three-eyed raven, whatever the hell that How that he, you know, he'll probably save them all. It'll be that kid.
I never caught any hints that he was in love with Brienne. I don't understand where you got that from.
Oh no, they're in love. There were,
is
there
that from the books or what?
No, it's from.
It's from
are
her
you serious?
Mind,
like
bro.
When she tells him because he's remember he's at the rivers.
Well, yeah, she helped him a lot, but how is that?
No, there were some tense moments. They get into the thing naked, and he wakes up. To her, like it's a whole. She's brought out this other
that.
Side of him. All right. I can't believe you guys didn't see it. All right, Game of Thrones, we can't wait for you. Less than a month away, and for the people who are cursing us because they don't like Game of Thrones, screw you.
Yeah,
because Game of Thrones is awesome. If you're a horror fan, here's some good news for you. They are making a movie. About it, and it's going to be rated R.
About whores?
horror.
Oh.
Horror fan. If you're a horror fan.
What?
Oh, I'm a fan of yours.
What? What is it?
It, the Stephen King book.
Oh!
So we had heard it was going to be made into a movie, right. And it's not going to be any wussy PG-13. It's going to be rated R.
Who? Okay.
It's. They say that they're actually saying that the ABC miniseries was actually good. And I can't remember if I thought it was good or not. I should go back and watch that. And they say that it was still intense and terrifying. But the MPAA gave the new movie an R rating for violence, horror, bloody images, and language. So we have that to look forward to. You know, I don't see a release date on that. But if they're watching it and rating it, it must be coming out any minute. Can you see when it comes out?
Yeah, it's actually in the next month or two.
Prince Harry's in the news today.
Oh, September 8th.
Oh, September 8th? Okay. I'm excited for it. Prince Harry, that is, of course, the young. I think he's fifth in line for the throne, right? It goes Charles. Charles is first, their father. Or is he? I'm not sure. Anyway, they say he's fifth in line. Like, did he disqualify himself when he divorced Princess Diana?
I thought so, but I really don't know anything about those people.
He did disqualify himself.
Well, then maybe he's fourth in line for the throne. I don't know. Anyway, Britain's Prince Harry, he's the redheaded naughty one.
Mm-hmm.
He suggested that no one in the royal family wishes to rise to the throne and that it's duty rather than desire that makes them continue to serve the British people. He did an interview with Newsweek and he said that the House of Windsor is not doing this for ourselves, but for the greater good of the people. He spoke openly about his distress at having to walk behind his mother's coffin as a 12-year-old boy in full public view, saying, I don't think any child should be asked to do that under any circumstances. He's now 32. He was recalling the day in 97 when he and Prince William, then 15, walked in a funeral procession through the streets of London for Princess Diana.
Doesn't Charles want it badly?
I want it all. Don't know how he's saying none of them want it.
Right. He's saying that because his experience is different, but his dad wants it. I thought his dad wanted it years
all
ago.
Along.
And the mom or grandmother or whatever.
The queen.
Just keeps on trucking.
Yeah. Well, she holds it until she dies,
living.
Right? Isn't that how it goes?
She can't step down?
I don't really know. Abdicate.
You of all people don't know?
Let me look.
You love this stuff.
People have stepped down. They call it abdicating.
Well, what's his name? Retired, right?
Her husband.
Her husband, Prince Philip, who's in the hospital.
Right. He's actually not. Well, the guy's 96 years old. I mean, you know, how much time did he have?
I don't really follow this kind of stuff. I think it's silly they even continue to keep the royals, but I thought Prince Charles really wanted the gig.
I don't know.
And was waiting.
Harry goes on, my mother had just died. I had to walk a long way behind her coffin, surrounded by thousands of people watching me while millions more did on TV. He says he's determined to lead as ordinary a life as he can. Is there anyone of the royal family who wants to be king or queen? I don't think so, but we will carry out our duties at the right time. He says he does his own shopping and he said he would continue to do so even if I was king. People would be amazed by the ordinary life that William and I live. My mother took a huge part in showing me an ordinary life, including taking me and my brother to see homeless people. Thank goodness I'm not completely cut off from reality. Are you sure? And asked whether he worried that an ordinary royal would make the family too accessible, he said, it's a tricky balancing act. We don't want to dilute the magic. The British public and the whole world need institutions like it. I do love the royals, and I'm fascinated by the royal family. Whether or not people need that, I think is debatable. But anyway, that's what Harry had to say about it to Newsweek magazine. What's coming up in the news, Ben?
Google in San Jose. The heat wave continues. And lots of stuff about relationships.
Oh, the best.
Family and more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. This part of the program is brought to you by your Bay Area Mazda dealers. Hooman, didn't we just do a wonderful picture?
We sure did, everyone. If you go to the Alice 973 Instagram, the Morning Show got together, and we have a spectacular picture up there because tomorrow we're kicking off the whole Bay Area Pride Weekend.
Hmm. Thanks for doing that. Thanks for organizing it, Yuzette and Hooman. Thanks for
pimping it out.
Sure.
Yeah. It's a special frame. I don't know if you got a chance to look.
It's really
pretty.
Look yet. Let me see. So colorful. It's really nice. He bought a special filter for it. You guys.
You bought a filter for it.
Took him about 40 minutes to put up.
Goodness gracious.
He really worked hard on that.
I wanted to buy some things for this one. So.
Well, you want it to be special.
And then tomorrow, Sarah, we're going to be playing some Pride music.
Oh.
I have Jane scheduled.
Oh, nice. Let me guess. This will probably be one of the songs. You did an amazing job.
Thank you so
much. Spectacular, buddy.
Thank you so much.
That is, I mean, it's rainbow-licious. Thank you. Thanks for all you do, Hooman.
Mm. Oops.
It is incredible. The 2017 Mazda 3, named a Car and Driver 10 Best 4 years in a row. A better driving experience is now within reach. Visit your Bay Area Mazda dealers today.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This house report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Our station's website misses you.
Yeah, please visit.
Here's what's happening. The weather today is another hot one. In fact, they say it might be the last hot day before we get a little cooling.
That would be nice.
That's good news. Two people died in San Jose from the heat. Mm.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's awful.
So it's been real hot today, one more time, everyone, and then we'll get some cooling.
Even if it gets into the 90s, it'll feel like a relief tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget the NBA. Well, if you give two craps about sports, the NBA draft is tonight. That's happening.
All right.
And also, we're heading towards Pride weekend, everyone.
We are. Going to cool off just in time for Pride weekend.
Know that Market Street will be crowded.
Okay.
In case you got to drive anywhere.
Remember that, Benny.
I don't have to be anywhere this weekend, so I'm just going to...
Good news.
Like I said, I'm going to go mountain bike with my buddy and then chill out. Mm. A new study just confirmed what your eyes, every person's eyes, have already known, including my own. When men get married, they gain weight. I don't know why they felt the need to study this. Mm. We all already know it.
Yep, that's true. Fat and happy.
Is that what it is?
Yep.
Okay.
Eating square meals every night. Relax, not on the hunt anymore. Game over. You
make
win.
It sounds so sexy.
The game is over and you've won. Congratulations.
The study also found that men are most likely to lose some weight right before they get divorced.
Oh, well.
And then again, once the divorce is finalized. In other words,
your husband loses weight, just, you know, the jig is up.
Keep an eye on that. This is another relationship story. We all know this one. The argument over the thermostat.
Oh, yes, it is. It's real. The struggle is real.
It never ends.
No. It never ends. And everyone's always sneaking. And everyone wants it set a different temperature, and everyone is always sneaking. Oh, go. Sneaking by, turning it up a degree or two, turning it down a degree or two.
In the middle of a heat wave. Christina will put on a sweatshirt in the house.
Well,
and I'm
like,
nice
and cold in
you
there.
Have got to be kidding me. It's a heat wave. It doesn't feel a little chilly in here to you? No. No. If I could take my skin off, I would take it off. It is so hot. It's 90 degrees. Inside.
And that's so you're the one who's keeping it that cold. And so you keep it so cold at the house that she has to put a sweatshirt on.
It's 90 degrees. You're not listening to me. It's inside the house. It's so hot. And she still finds need to sweat her up.
Well.
Let me sweat her up.
She's chilly,
at least
I guess.
She didn't put the heater on.
Right. It's true.
You sad face. I hope you got that on the camera. You can watch this show at RadioAlice.com.
He didn't get it.
Our website misses you. She gave me that. Huh? Right?
Right, hey.
On the good side of things.
Yeah. Well, everybody runs at a different temperature. There's no question about it.
There's a company in Montreal that just created a comforter with dual climate control.
Ooh.
It's split right down the middle so you can control it with an app.
Too bad I hogged the whole thing.
Or cool each side, however each of you wants
to cool one. Oh, man. I just want their, I just want one of those. Doesn't have to be split down the middle. Nice and cool. Wouldn't it be so great to get under something cold on some nights?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, I'd love that.
The company's taking pre-orders right now on Indiegogo.
Oh.
It's only $199, which seems reasonable. I don't know if this is going to...
Technology.
You can look it up under Smart Duvet.
I might have to look into that.
It's pretty neat.
Yeah.
It's definitely an argument. Not an argument, but there's no doubt.
You just rolled your eyes. You said the whole story in that eye roll.
I got a sweater up right now. We're in a heat wave.
Right.
Yeah, it's a little chilly. And you, in your parka, here daily.
You run it really cold in here. My fingers are cold right now.
Let me turn that heat up.
All right, if you turn it up, I'll take my jacket off, I'm sure.
We're headed towards 75, everyone.
It's just, more comfortable.
To be in a parka.
Well, when I get hot, I take it off. Even in the office, the last couple of days, it's been very warm. I've taken it off in there. Mm-hmm. I come in here, I'm like, oh, geez, it's freezing.
Here's another family story for you.
All right.
What do new parents miss most about their old lives?
Sleep.
Yeah, sleep's number one.
Yeah. That is it. All the other stuff, you'd trade it for the sleep. Am I wrong?
The alone time? The sex?
Oh, well, the dudes miss the sex. The women are like, I have a baby.
So much. So very much. Mm. Yeah. Anyway, here's your list. 5% say time with friends.
Sure.
At number 4, your pre-baby body.
Yes.
Number 3, I think is the sex. They call it romantic time.
Yeah.
I call it the sex. Having time to yourself comes in at number 2. That is high
on
my list.
There you go. There's your alone time.
The whole tick, tick. What are you doing? I don't know. I went surfing. What do you mean? What am I doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I need your help in here. The family needs you.
Well, I'm counting the minutes you're gone.
Yeah. Because I need to go.
Oh, my God. No one told me this. You didn't tell me.
Oh, I told you. You just didn't listen. That's the thing with people who have a new baby go,
how?
No one told me. Like, no, we all told you. You just didn't choose to believe it or listen. It's true. There's just no way you can convey to someone how big the change is.
How about a fast fact?
I'd love a fast fact, Vinny.
Hall & Oates met when they were both at a concert in Philadelphia, and a gang fight broke out.
Oh.
They hopped in the same elevator to get away from gunshots and found they both went to Temple University and became friends.
What?
And a bond was created in that elevator that went on to make the smash hits like Sarah Smile.
Oh, Sarah Smile is the one you picked? That's nice. They have so many hits.
Don't forget they're coming to
smile.
Town.
Oh.
They have so many hits.
They do. You know, if you have a minute and you need to kill a half hour or so, like at work or whatever, there is this web series called Live from Daryl's House, which
is
totally worth your time. He invites... one of my favorites is Matt Nathanson. Our own Matt Nathanson went. Matt learns a couple of his songs. He learns a couple of Matt's songs, and they all have dinner together. And then they're in this beautiful Daryl Hall's lodge. It's all set up to record. They've got cameras all around, and they sit and record songs. They sit and play and rock out, and it's great. It's if you haven't watched it,
and the phone keeps ringing, and it's John Oates talking to the machine. Daryl. Daryl.
I'm lonely. I'm super lonely.
No, they're touring.
Yeah.
San Jose, Tuesday, July 25th.
All right.
Daryl, it's John.
John Oates.
This guy again.
I'm parked outside.
It's really cold out here. Can I come in?
Even though it was just a novelty song, Because I Got High by Afro Man was nominated for the Grammy for Best Rap Solo Performance in 2002.
Oh.
It lost to Missy Elliott's Get Your Freak On.
Oh.
But still, a Grammy nom.
For just a fun song.
Because I got
Because I got high.
What I love about that song is the guy just sounds so happy.
Yeah.
Well, it all went to hell, and I was fine with it.
Another fast fact for you. Congress passed a law in 1866 that no living person could appear on currency after an official at the U.S. Treasury snuck himself onto a five-cent bill.
A five-cent bill?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know the guy's name?
I don't.
Let me look it up.
That's got to be a big collector's item, huh? Mm.
But there he was, photobombing.
Yeah.
the original photo bomber.
Yep. What's that's up? Funny.
Hey, I'm the treasurer.
Check me out over here.
I made this money.
Arms
why can't
in
I
the
be
air.
On?
Yo!
Founding fathers!
I found the 5 cent bill, but I can't tell who the hell this guy is.
Well,
at
nobody
all.
Knows him. Well, he was a U.S. treasurer.
Maybe if I brought it in, maybe you guys
just fired him.
We won't recognize him. They fired him for it?
Oh, is that the guy? Some bearded dude.
Let me see.
Is it different?
Oh, it is.
You know this guy?
Well, he looks very serious. He looks like a young Scrooge, actually. No wonder.
Spencer M. Clark.
Spencer Clark?
Oh, Clark!
Yes. Oh. Well.
You Clarks.
Maybe he's a relative of mine.
All the way back. You Clarks. Always after the attention.
Yeah, well.
I got it.
Get you where you're going.
Oh, wait, look at whom, and I'm looking at another one.
I know.
Boy, the things that... It's actually really funny to see the old portraits, and you know they made them as flattering as they could of the people, and that's a thick dude with a weak chin, everybody. On your money.
Oh, I didn't notice.
Well, that particular picture.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Oh, how funny.
What?
415 says, this whole Christina thing bothers me. I fell in love with Dusty.
Well, she's still
Dusty. It feels
Dusty.
Like the death of a friend.
No, it's the same person. You're just used to Dusty. And she got the name Dusty Rose because the person's asking. Because that was the color of Vinny's love.
That's not. Well, that's what you said.
I wasn't alone.
You know what's funny is when we were trying to name, we were coming up with name suggestions, and I said, oh, I love the name Rose. And she looks at me and goes, like, Dusty Rose? And I went, oh, yeah, I'm so dumb. Because, of course, we couldn't use that.
You'd ruined it already naming her avatar after.
Right. Mm. Don't you like the name Rose, though?
I do. I think it's really pretty.
Yeah, it's my sister-in-law's name.
I actually like the name Dusty.
We can't use that either.
Well, I mean, Dusty Rose. Oh, you can't for the new baby? Is it a boy or a girl?
There is no new baby.
No, there's something going on. There's so many little weird references to the second child. And
there are?
Mm-hmm.
Is she giving you any more pressure?
You're fishing. There's no...
I'm always fishing. Then.
Yeah, you're fishing. This is ridiculous.
Plenty of clues.
Back to the text. There's no clues. Mm. Let me help you.
Is there anything you... want
There's
to tell us.
Yeah, is there a big announcement? Is there an announcement coming up?
I feel like I'm being blindsided here. What's
no
happening?
No story. Yeah. Trust me. There's nothing to tell you. Don't give me that look like I'm trying to look right through you. I can see.
I'm just seeing. You have some tells.
Oh, really?
Mm.
408 says, not sure what show everyone else is watching, but I agree with you 100%, Sarah.
Yeah, Jamie and Brianne, they're a thing.
925 says, Brianne is absolutely in love with Jamie, and he's got some feeling towards her, too. Mm. Totally.
Although someone else made the point that redheaded wildling is into her. Mm-hmm. I can't
Sarah,
think of
Brianne
name.
Is going to end up with the redheaded wilding, says 707.
That's right.
I feel like that is probably... Maybe that guy and Jamie will have to have some kind of duel over Brianne of Tarth. I love that girl. She's so badass. She's in the new Star Wars thing, right?
Mm-hmm. She is, okay. Yeah. She's one of the Imperial Guard.
Yeah, I want her to be a big star. I love her.
I can't find... Oh, Thormund.
Oh, right.
Come on, Jamie and Brienne, no way. It's going to be Brienne and Tormund.
Yeah.
Come on. That's the guy's name.
I hope they have to fight over it.
Sorry, I lost my place, but I knew somewhere in there someone named it, so that's... Your texts. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, I'm going to start with Downton Abbey.
What?
That's right. No, stop. Will you stop it?
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.